From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 8 people are dead in a gigantic bombing in the southern city of Kandahar. Several more have been hurt. Initial reports say the bombing came from 5 cars strung together. There are some indications there was gunfire after the blast. The explosion comes as Afghan election officials continue to count ballots from last week's presidential election. First results show incumbent President Hamid Karzai is tied with his top challenger, Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, with about 40% each of the vote. President Obama is renominating Ben Bernanke to a second term as chairman of the Federal Reserve. NPR's John Itzty reports.
President Obama took a break from his vacation on Martha's Vineyard to make the announcement with Bernanke at his side. The president said that with bold action and outside-the-box thinking, Bernanke helped put the brakes on the economic freefall.
As an expert on the causes of the Great Depression, I'm sure Ben never imagined that he would be part of a team responsible for preventing another. But because of his background, his temperament, his courage, and his creativity, that's exactly what he has helped to achieve.
Bernanke rewrote the Fed's rule book, making unprecedented loans to financial institutions on the verge of collapse and developing programs to support lending for businesses, students, and real estate when credit froze up. Bernanke has been criticized in the Congress both for doing too little and too much. But there's little doubt he will be reconfirmed by the Senate. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.
A new survey shows Americans are feeling better about the economy. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
The New York-based Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rose to 54.1 in August from 47.4 in July. It was a bigger jump than most analysts had forecast, but still well below the minimum of 90 that denotes the perception of a healthy economy. The measure has become an increasingly important data point in recent years, with the U.S. relying ever more heavily on consumer spending as an engine for growth. That now accounts for nearly three-quarters of all economic activity. The board's present situation index was up slightly on consumers' assessment of a better job market. Even so, the report comes on the same day that White House officials revised their projections for unemployment, predicting that jobs will remain hard to come by in the near term. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
The Secretary of Health and Human Services is urging Americans to get both their seasonal flu shots and the vaccine against the H1N1 swine flu shot this year, especially caregivers.
Healthcare workers who have a very low take-up rate in seasonal flu should get ready to be vaccinated and should get their seasonal flu shots right now.
Speaking to NBC Today, Kathleen Sebelia says seasonal flu shots are available now. The flu shots are not yet ready. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 81 points. This is NPR. NASA scrubbed today's launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery. It was supposed to take off just after midnight Eastern time, but shuttle managers called it off because of thunderstorms. The bad weather finally let up, but not in time to make the launch window. NASA will try again on Wednesday. The weather is supposed to be better. South Korea launched its first rocket today, but failed to put a satellite into orbit. From Seoul, Diwali Saikautau reports.
The cheers and applause that greeted the rocket launch did not last long. A government minister told reporters the Korea Space Launch Vehicle 1, or NARA 1, failed to put a scientific satellite into its intended orbit. Aerospace researchers are still examining data to find out how the satellite went off its trajectory. Officials were calling the historic rocket liftoff a partial success. The two-stage rocket built by South Korean and Russian scientists cost about $400 million and was several years in the making. Rival North Korea launched its own rocket 4 months ago, but that was widely seen as a disguised missile test. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
Greek authorities say at least 150 homes outside Athens have burned in a wildfire that has blazed since late last week. Tens of thousands of people have evacuated, and thousands of acres of scrubby forest land have burned. There are no reports of injuries. Authorities in Greece are trying to learn if the fire was deliberately set. These are the worst since 2007, when destructive blazes killed at least 65 people. Hundreds of firefighters are on the scene. Air tankers are dropping water on the flames, and smoke is blanketing parts of Athens. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.